Later, as he lay in bed, Croft couldn't help but shake his head. Here he was in a hotel room generously offered to him by Fats Runyon, with a belly full of free whiskey and an invitation to stay in Boquilla as long as he liked. All of it having come because he'd killed a man. Even Kilkenny, a man who had built an almost mythical reputation by dealing harshly with dishonest, corrupt men, would have to laugh at the irony of it. Croft quickly rolled out of bed. He pulled his pistol from its holster and, holding it behind his back, slowly opened the door. A beautiful, dark-haired woman was standing there. She smiled at him.
Good evening.
Evening.
So you're the famous Kilkenny.
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
Who are you?
My name is Seville.
Hmm. What do you want?
Well, your new friends down at the Double Eagle thought you might enjoy some company.
Well,
They're treats.
Boquilla really knows how to make a man feel welcome.
Oh. We try.
He grinned and stepped aside. As she brushed past him, Croft inhaled the sweet scent of her lilac perfume.
Afternoon, girls.
Hi, Mrs. Shanks.
Hello.
Marjorie Furman had nearly decided on the material she was going to order for her new church dress when two of her friends entered the shop. Marjorie had known Camille Townsend and Delphia Lindquist since the three had met in Mr. Stuyvesant's schoolhouse 10 years earlier. Hidden behind the bolts of fabric, Marjorie watched as her friends quickly moved to the window and began whispering to each other.
Ooh, look at that dark, wavy hair. I like that.
He is sort of handsome.
Marjorie peered over the shelf to see who they were talking about. Through the window, she saw Croft, surrounded by Gus and several other boys.
My mother said he's a marshal.
He's famous, from what my pa says.
Oh, I knew one day someone would finally stand up to Johnny.
It was about time.
Kilkenny shot him in the throat.
Please, I didn't need to know that.
Oh, I never met a famous person before.
Me neither. What do you say to someone like that?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
Marjorie moved to the window. The night before, when her father told her about the shootout in the saloon, Kilkenny had been nothing more than a passing curiosity to her. But after listening to her friends admiring him, Marjorie found herself gazing across the street with a slightly more attentive and discerning eye. Delphia and Camille stopped a short distance from the group of boys that had gathered around Croft. Marjorie watched her friends whisper to each other, then begin giggling. They looked like silly schoolgirls, she thought. She immediately began tucking stray hairs into the French braid that hung to the middle of her back. She smoothed out the front of her dress and, with rising confidence, headed for the door of the shop. I'll show them, she thought. They'll see how a woman can attract the attention of a man. Marjorie emerged from the dress shop as her father and Fats Runyon were approaching Croft. When she stepped into the street, the three men were exchanging handshakes.
Marjorie, hold on a minute.
Hello, Swaley.
You look very pretty today.
Thank you.
You know, Marjorie, I want...
Marjorie glanced across the street. Her father and Mr. Runyon were still talking with Croft.
I enjoyed myself Saturday evening.
Yes, so did I.
And I was wondering if maybe you'd like to go for a ride this evening.
I have to speak with my father right now. Can we talk later? Yes, of course we can. Bye-bye.
Marjorie quickly turned away, raised her dress to keep it out of the dirt, and strode purposefully across the dusty street.
I'm glad to hear you slept well.
Your hotel has all the comforts a man could want.
And then some, eh?
Hello, Mr. Runyon.
Good morning, Marjorie.
Oh, hello, dear.
Mr. Kilkenny, tell us some stories about your adventures.
Now, don't be a nuisance, Gus.
It's okay. I'll get around to telling you sometime, young fella.
Does that mean you'll be staying on?
I'm not sure.
Dad, aren't you going to introduce me?
Yes, of course. Mr. Kilkenny, this is my daughter, Marjorie. Mr. Kilkenny is the man I told you about last night.
My pleasure.